We put ourselves down because we're damaged goods. We've been damaged by the decisions of our past. We beat ourselves up because our history is no mystery. We can't hide our past, and even more so, we can't hide from our past. We struggle as individuals to get past our past. No matter how much we believe in God's mercy, it can feel difficult sometimes to feel forgiven. It's hard. And I think there's a reason for that. We don't feel forgiven because we haven't forgiven ourselves. And I think in a way, it's kind of selfish. And I think we haven't forgiven ourselves is because we don't believe in the one who is the forgiver. We haven't put our trust in Him. And because we dwell on our past, and because we think we're damaged goods, and because we don't think we're any good, sometimes we feel like we're not worth it. And so we beat ourselves up, and we dwell on our past. Each of us has a tattered and ragged backpack. And etched on the back of that backpack are the words, or rather the letters, G-U-I-L-T. And as we take this backpack, we take the biggest rocks we can find, and we put them inside that backpack, really big rocks. And then we take all the sand and the dirt and the small rocks that we can find, and we pour them inside the backpack also to fill up all the holes and all the crevices of what that backpack is. And then we take that backpack and we put that backpack on, and we walk about life every day carrying our past with us. And because that backpack is beat up and tattered and the strings are coming off of it and it's dirty and it's ragged, people see our past and our depression and our attitudes, the way we deal with other people, with our anger, and with the word that's etched on the back of guilt. You see, that's what we carry around with us every day when we don't forgive ourselves. And as we walk through life carrying around this backpack of guilt, it wears us out and it beats us down. The problem is we don't know how to get rid of the rocks in the backpack. You see, those rocks represent our sins. And to use a better word, really, because we don't classify them, some sins seem to have more consequences than others, but yet those sins are still sins, and we still carry those sins within the backpack of guilt that we walk around with every single day in life. Here's the point. The backpack represents our emotions. The backpack represents our past. And the backpack is something we need to learn how to get rid of. But because we can't get past our past, because we don't believe in forgiveness because of the forgiver, it hurts us in our life. It hurts our relationships. It hurts our relationship with Christ. And it certainly hurts our relationship with God. Get the picture? Why is it that we struggle so much with forgiving ourselves? Why can't I forgive myself? Why can't you forgive yourself? I mean, the Bible's very clear and tells us that God, because He loves us, says with blessed assurance that their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 8:12. And again in Hebrews 10 and verse 17. God says their sins and their lawless deeds, as the New King James Version says, will I forget and put away. God so much so wants to bury the sins of our past that He says, I will put them into the very depths of the sea so that nobody can go and dig them up again. Micah 7 and verse 19. So how do we learn then to forgive ourselves. I don't think sometimes we feel forgiven. I don't think sometimes we give God the benefit of the doubt when He tells us, most assuredly in His Word, that He has forgiven our sins and that He's put them behind Him. He's wiped the slate clean. Yet why is it that we don't believe Him? We all have rocks in our backpacks. What does your backpack look like? Is it the folly of your youth and your past that you regret because it seems to follow you everywhere today, even though you're 20 years removed from who you were when you put on Christ in baptism? Maybe the rocks in your backpack or the financial debt that you've got into and now you had to sign the papers for bankruptcy that continues to wear on you and follow you everywhere you go. Maybe the rocks in your backpack or the bottle that you just can't seem to put down because life won't let you because life is so hard and so you hide your pain in the liquor. Maybe it's a bruised and battered and beaten body because you don't feel like you look like you need to keep up with what the world says, so anorexia has tore your body to shreds. Maybe it's the drugs you struggle with because they give you the great escape that you need so you don't have to deal with the pains of life. You see, we all have rocks in our backpacks. But what we struggle with is removing them. Sometimes maybe we get rid of one or two. We take it out. The load seems a little bit lighter, yet the burden is still there. Our shoulders are still weary. And the world and our family can see that we've just been beaten down to our core. But yet we put on a smile of Christianity every Sunday morning for everyone to see. We put on our nicest clothes and we come to church. All the while, still carrying that backpack. Why can't we forgive ourselves? Why do we struggle so much with that concept? Why do I struggle so much with that concept? How can we look through stuff in the rocks in our backpack and live with stuff like that? How can we forgive ourselves for even thinking of doing that? You see, how do we go about taking the backpack off and leaving it behind? Because that's what God wants us to do. God says so much so, He says that we become new creatures and new individuals, yet many times I've seen individuals come out of that watery grave of baptism having their sins washed away, remnants of sin, having their slate washed clean, and they walk right out that door still carrying their backpack. God says all things become new. We become new creatures in Christ. Sometimes I don't think we fully believe it. Because when we get up in the morning and we see the backpack in the corner and we see those letters G-U-I-L-T printed on that backpack and we begin to feel the shame. And sometimes when we look back at our past, it's as if the devil has taken our hearts and pushed them through a meat grinder and questions of shame come out on the other end. And so we get up as we prepare for another day of wearing the sins and the guilt on our shoulders, we ask ourselves again the same questions over and over. Why did I do that? What was I thinking when I did that? So how can I live with those things? I think there are three steps that we can take to help us better forgive ourselves and truly accept what God says He does for us. I think first and foremost, we've got to accept God's love. You see, I think because of our past, many times we understand God's love and God's grace and His mercy for us, but we put up a partition or a wall and we don't allow Him to cross that border. And because we know His love, and the Bible explains His love, but we don't accept His love. Even Paul talks about that, right? The whole issue of what love is in 1 Corinthians 13, how it's patient and it's kind, and we believe that at our core, and we address the situations likely as Christians when we encounter other people, but yet we don't accept it for ourselves for what God is telling us that His love is. That God commended His love while we were even sinners and sent His Son to die for us at Calvary. Maybe we just believe it on the surface instead of truly believing it at its core. You think about the word contrite. Contrite is a synonym for guilt. And it comes from a Latin word that means ground down. And that's pretty much what guilt does to us, right? It grinds us down. It wears us out. It pushes us into the ground. And it wipes us completely, emotionally, and drain. So when we think about the word contrite, when we think about the idea of when we're carrying those past and when we're carrying our sins and when we have that backpack of guilt upon our shoulders, do we not understand that that backpack and those words and those sins actually draw God towards us? Listen to what the Bible says. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have an contrite or crushed heart. Psalm 34, verse 18. Or listen to this verse. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. So as I'm carrying those rocks and that weight upon my shoulder, as I'm expressing this idea of guilt with me every day and everywhere I go, God is actually drawing Himself to me. And as Jesus said, that I will take those burdens off of you. Come unto me, all ye who are weary, or as far as our rest and heavy laden. Jesus said, come unto me, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Jesus is willing to take those burdens off of our shoulders because He loves us so much, but yet we won't accept His love. It's almost as if we keep Him at arm's distance after our baptism. You see, really, when you think about it, as we look into that baptistry, we should be able to see the rocks at the bottom of the pool. But that's not where we leave them, because we want to take them with us. And we don't accept God's love. I think we're thinking more about the one who needs forgiveness rather than the one who can forgive us. Because God's heart gravitates to us because we're broken by sin, in and of itself, that's a wonderful thought and a wonderful idea. But yet we don't accept it for what it is. When we feel bad about sin, you think about what Paul says concerning godly sorrow in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10. For godly sorrow works and brings about grief, or brings that guilt to the surface that God says He's willing to forget. Works repentance unto salvation. That's guilt coming out. That's the idea of us feeling ashamed of our past and our sins. Paul said those things are okay. That's a natural feeling to have because we feel guilty and we feel shame about our past. But we keep on carrying that backpack, don't we? Maybe we're ashamed of our backpack, right? We don't want anybody else to know what's inside that backpack, do we? Because that represents your past and who you were before you became a Christian. And we're absolutely ashamed of our past. To forgive ourselves, I think we've got to see ourselves through God's eyes and allow ourselves to be loved by Him. God not only gives us His attention when we feel this way, God showers us with affection. But we make ourselves acceptable or unacceptable and hard to love sometimes, don't we? We're bullheaded and strong-headed and pig-headed. And we make it difficult to keep God close to us as we ought to because we keep Him at arm's length. You see, God not only gives us the attention when we feel this way because He showers us with affection. I want you to think for a moment about Luke chapter 15 and the account of the prodigal son, as we often refer to it. It's really a story about a son's guilty feelings. And many times we think of this story as about the son when really it's not about the son at all, it's about the father. It's about a father's love and his mercy for a child who says, I think you should die. And when we carry our guilt around with us, and when we keep it on our shoulders, and we don't allow God to accept the idea of what we think forgiveness should be and Him giving us that forgiveness and love and mercy, we're telling Him, I wish you would die. You see, when you think about the prodigal son, which really means an unsaved lifestyle, and when you think about what he says to the father in relation to his inheritance, and he goes off and he lives that unsaved lifestyle and that riotous living, what begins to happen to him? Guilt. As he's down in the muck and the mire of the pig pen, and as he's wallowing in his self-pity, there comes 2 Corinthians 7:10. Well, godly sorrow works repentance unto salvation, not to be repented or regretted. And he begins to think to himself, I'm going to carry this backpack all the way to my father's house, he says. He says he came to himself. He began to feel ashamed of who he was and what he had asked of the father. And he puts that backpack on out of the pig pen and he begins to walk to the father's house. And as he's thinking of all his excuses he needs to make, just like we make because we wallow in self-pity as we carry the backpack of guilt around. Well, see, Brother Larry, you don't know what I've been through. You see, you don't know the shoes that I've had to walk in and the rough life that I've had. You haven't come from where I've come from. Brethren, we've all come from one place or another that's the same place called sin. All of our stories pretty much lead to the same road. And as we carry that backpack, just as the prodigal son living the unsaved life is carrying that backpack, and as he crests the hill, it says that the father saw him from a good ways off because he recognized this silhouette, this outline, this figure of his son. It says the father, because of his love, guess what he did? He ran to his child. And when we come to God with that guilt-ridden backpack of rocks full of sin, God is literally running towards us to take it off of our shoulders. And it said the son was ready to offer an excuse, but the Greek gives the idea that he intensely loved his son and literally grabbed him and loved him down because he was so happy to see his son come home. And what did the father say? Give him everything. Put shoes on his feet. Put a ring on his finger, which signifies the fact that he's again and continues to be my son. Put a robe on him. Let's kill the fatted calf. Let's celebrate, right? Because the Bible tells us that God rejoices over one sinner that repents. But then there's the other son who doesn't want to accept the fact of what the father is doing for the younger son. And he wants his younger brother to keep on wearing that backpack. So much so that he tells the father that your son has been out there wasting his money on harlots. Why should you show mercy to him? The younger son didn't feel as if he was worthy. You see, our problem is, brethren, we don't feel worthy of what God did at Calvary. But the reason God did it at Calvary is because you are worthy. Because he wanted to give his son at Calvary. So we've got to learn to accept God's love when we wear the backpack. But I think we've also got to believe in God's promises. We read of his promises. We talk of his promises. But if we aren't willing to forgive ourselves, we've got to learn how to filter our heart and feelings through how God sees us. You see, we look in the mirror and we see a completely different image of what God sees us as. We see scars. We see pain. We see agony. You know what God sees? A little child that just needs some direction. A child that simply needs some love and acceptance. A child that needs to trust in the promises of who God is. I think it comes down to this. Let me ask you this. We believe in God's promises, but are you saved? Better yet, do you feel saved? You see, there's a big difference in carrying that backpack around. Because if you continue to wear that backpack of guilt, guess what? You don't feel saved. You don't feel worthy of being saved, so you keep on carrying it. Because you don't believe in the promises of God. Even the Bible says, hereby we know that we're saved, but we don't believe it. We don't accept it. We don't put our trust in it. We haven't accepted the love of God, so therefore we don't believe in His promises. Paul told us that we can be sure of our salvation. Even Paul talked about that when he said, henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, 2 Timothy 4:8. Paul said, I know that I'm saved, yet at the same time, I look at Paul and even he struggled with the concept of carrying around that backpack, didn't he? Listen to Paul again when he says, this is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ and those that love Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. When, Paul? Now. You're forgiven right now. What about my past, Paul? That's gone. So no condemnation, not at all. Who does this include, Paul? All those who are in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus? Yes. And because the Bible says, I know that I'm saved, because the Bible says, because I'm in Christ Jesus, and because I'm in Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, why am I still carrying around this backpack? Why do I still have this guilt? We believe that a faithful God will record our sins and punish us, don't we? The Bible tells me if we walk in the light as He is in the light, He's faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness or all our past and our back ways, 1 John 1:7. So if there's no condemnation if I'm in Christ, if I keep on walking with Christ, but if I say I'm walking with Christ, then why do I keep carrying that pack with me? Because I haven't accepted His love, and because I don't trust in His promises. Generally, when we don't trust somebody, they give us a reason not to, right? Name one time God has given you a reason not to trust Him. Name one. Show me in the Bible one time He hasn't fulfilled His promises or His past. You can't. Even Jesus said that He came to work the works of the Father that sent Him while it was day. Jesus understood He had a responsibility and He fulfilled it at the cross of Calvary. So why aren't we willing to believe that a forgiving God will remove our sins and keep His promises? If sin is forgiven, it's gone. If it's gone, it's not there. If it's not there, we shouldn't be thinking about it because God doesn't. So then why do we fret over our past? We've got to learn how to trust in God's grace. Grace is very important for us as His children. Grace is simply God's riches at Christ's expense because He was willing to send His Son. Our feelings of guilt must be replaced with God's feelings of grace. Grace is something we don't deserve, yet God gives it to us anyway. Grace is God showing His love through Calvary, even when we didn't deserve it. That's a lesson I think there are two individuals from the Bible that we can learn from. You think about David. David, a man called after God's own heart. A friend of God. I mean, that's quite a compliment to know that you were a man after the heart of God. But yet, when I look at David, is that the definition you would give him? When you look at his past, lying, cheating, vindictive, manipulative, watching his child die, watching the infighting of his own family, yet I can learn to accept and trust in God's love from David. He's the one that prayed, oh my God, I trust in you. Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and I'm afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring about my distresses. Look on my affliction and my pain and forgive all my sins. Psalm 25, 2 and verses 15 and 16. David said, look at all of my past, Lord, and let me lay that at your feet. Oh, you want me to open up my backpack? Lord, that's asking a lot. I mean, because as I open this backpack, I'm reminding myself of who I once was. And I take that big rock out and I look at it and go, whew, I remember that. And then we pull the next one out and go, wow, I really hurt some people with that rock. But you see, we guard it and we put it back in the backpack. David said, I've laid all those sins to bear before God. I put them all at His feet. Only You, my Lord, can release the affliction that I'm feeling, to have mercy upon me, because that's what I need in this moment. And then I think about Paul. Oh, the Apostle Paul, right? We lift Paul up, the Apostle to the Gentiles, the one who was willing to be beaten and shipwrecked and smitten for many because he loved the Lord so much, right? But it was even Paul, as we see in the New Testament, Paul had a hard time moving past his violent history. I think sometimes even Paul carried rocks in his chariot, maybe in his own bag as he was walking those roads converting other people. You think about what Paul says in Acts 22 and verse 4, I persecuted Christians unto death. I persecuted the church of Christ. I threw them and bound them and put them in prison. Paul said, I'm the least that should be called an apostle because I'm the chief of all sinners. You think Paul struggled with his past? Yes, he did. But he found favor in the sight of God and he believed in His grace and His love because he said of God's love, I can do all things because of Christ's love and His strength that I have in Him. So I can look at David, a man after God's own heart, and know he struggled with his past. But he was willing to lay it all at the feet of God. And I can see Paul as he walked those roads of difficulty, as he was spreading the gospel of Christ, helping the church to grow, that he sometimes stumbled and struggled with his past too. As he relegated the idea of Christianity to everybody and told them what it was about, he said, let me tell you something. You all know my past. Paul said, but I'm not ashamed of it because of the gospel. And Paul said, because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, I'm willing to put those rocks at your feet. So let's go back to your backpack. You feel it? Can you feel the weight on your shoulders this morning? Is it pulling you down? Are you tired? Are you weary from the grind of carrying around all those rocks? What rocks? Remember, God says, I'm forgiven. My sins and my iniquities will He remember no more. But we can't forget it. So because we carry that backpack called life and sin with us, here's what I'm asking you to do this morning. Take it off and let God carry it. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Give it to Jesus. God said, give it to Jesus. I'm trying to remind us that we are loved by God who has promised to save us by His grace and His love. And to borrow a phrase from Scripture, that God says He no longer has consciousness of our past and our sins. Let it go. If you're holding on to your past today, if that backpack is weighing you down, give it to God this morning. I'm here to tell you, when you give Him that backpack and you take that weight off your shoulders, oh, what a relief it is in God that we find because of the mercy and love that He's given to us. So if you need that love and mercy today, you're not alone, because many of us continue to carry that backpack. Let us pray with you today. Give it to God. Let Him offer you the comfort and the love that He says He'll give you. But you've got to trust in His love, believe in His promises, and accept His mercy and His grace. And if you haven't accepted those things today, if you haven't put on Christ in baptism, let me ask you this question. You too are carrying a backpack of guilt and sin with you, that your past continues to follow you. But as we talked about this morning, you can put on Christ in baptism and leave those rocks in the bottom of that pool and have all of your sins washed away to be a new creature in Christ. Knowing that you're saved, as Paul talks about the crown of righteousness that he knows is waiting for him, if you put your belief and trust in God's love and His mercy. You're ready to repent of your sins. You know what that means? I'm not going to live this way anymore, and I'm going to leave those sins right here. It's a hard thing to do. Confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And put Him on in baptism to have all your sins washed away, Acts 22:16. You need to take off that backpack today. Please come as together we stand and as we sing.